Good morning, everyone. Hey, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Fumball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. So, hey, this morning we have waist to chest high sets coming in about 9 seconds, but we have a really high tide this morning, so it's kind of mushing things down a bit. Now, north of the Cape is going to see light onshore winds this morning, with south of the Cape staying more in the mid-teens and getting a little more size, but it's a lot chunkier. For north of the Cape, expect kind of okay conditions, especially this afternoon once the low tide moves in. South of the Cape, it's going to be poor, but probably rideable by this afternoon as well. For this weekend, early a.m. Saturday morning might still be decent for North Florida, but after that, the onshore winds are going to build again, and then we're back to the chunkier stuff. Now, the rest of Florida, you're going to stay in that onshore winds in the mid-teens for Saturday and kind of carry over conditions into Sunday. Now, looking ahead, onshore winds and wind swell build a little more for Monday, and looks like we're going to have chunky surf with strong onshore winds all the way into the midweek. Now, we should start to see winds back off on Thursday if the models hold true, but that's going to kind of depend on what this area of low pressure that's going to be coming up for the end of next week. Looks like it's probably going to go up into the Gulf, but, you know, these areas of low pressure, they kind of push everything around, so that might change things up a little bit. So I'll be back on Monday to let you guys know exactly what that's going to do. And until then, keep an eye on the cams. It's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.